Deliver it with a whole lot of passion. Hi, Mary Jane Pop here. We've got a feel-good, be-better, do-better show today. That's all I can say to you. It really is incredible. The people that I have are fantastic guests. I've had them on before, so I know they're absolutely terrific. The information that they've got is excellent. And on top of that, it's going to help your life. And, of course, that's what the Pop-Off Radio Show has always been dedicated to doing, and that is what my passion is all about, including a tough talk about fat. This is going to be a little bit later on in the show, but Dr. Bill Parsons, this man has been around a long time. He is a traditional doctor who has gone an untraditional way with some really good ideas as to, hey, guys, you got to take a really clear look at what this thing is about obesity. It is causing major problems in our country. We're causing diabetes, heart attack, cancer. Everything revolves around being obese. And it's not that, you know, we want to have you look like a, you know, model that walked out of Auschwitz in a magazine. This is not what we're looking for. But we are looking for good health. And we're going to give you those tips today. Also, if you are stressed out, especially on your job, and who the heck is it? I mean, you know, you got the boss from hell. You've got the worker that you have to sit next to and tolerate day in and day out. Well, we've got Sowing the Seeds of Glorious Living with Steve Morris, and he gives us some real tips, 365 of them, at least one a day, if you hadn't figured that out, one a day to make our life a little better. But before we do that, haven't talked to this lady for a while, and she is such a kick and a half. And when I was reading about just recently that even in the Sacramento area and in Washington, they are stockpiling vaccinations and all kinds of vaccines for this thing called bird flu. Now, we've all heard about it, the avian flu. It's making its way across Europe. We've been told it could be terrible, you know, coming across the sea, and they don't talk about it, but I think it's already been discovered here. Well, do we really want to go with drugs? And besides, will we even get them? Well, we're going to find out some ways that you can be ready for it right here on Pop Off. Wow! I feel good. I knew I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Well, it is our goal on Pop Off to make you feel good and to stay well. That's the real key. Now, how many times have you heard this term, bird flu or avian flu, and how it can become a pandemic, a killer worldwide? I mean, it really has struck fear in a lot of people. Well, last I heard, it passed the cats from birds, but I don't know about the mere humans like you and me. Is it on the way, or what if it is, what can we do about it? Well, Anne-Marie Wishard, Sweet Annie Herbs, tracks the tough ones, and she tackles the flight with no return without synthetic drugs. Anne-Marie, it is such a pleasure to have you back with us on Pop Off.
Thank you so much, Mary Jane. It's really good to be with you, and I love your show. I've always loved it, and I think you have a great audience.
Well, you know,
and I hope they're listening to all of this good information today.
Well, we have an audience who is willing to listen to alternatives. And unfortunately, a lot of the radio shows, especially these days, they don't really want to tackle that. It's like, you believe what I want you to believe, and that's it, instead of opening up your mind to the possibilities.
I know, and it has to be done. And I have to say, I was listening to NPR the other day, folks, and I was listening to one of my favorite local hosts talking to a doctor from Austria, and they were talking about water and the quality of water we're drinking and all of those things, and he said something to her about, and colloidal silver, and he was going on about how important colloidal silver. She said, but you know there isn't a lot of research. And this doctor, and I was driving, so I couldn't write his name down, said, you Americans, homeopathy, things like colloidal silver, why don't you know that this is the way you should be taking care of yourself? And so I wanted to share just a few things that I know, folks, will build your immune system, protect you from virus and bacterial infections, and these are some simple things that have been around forever. Mm-hmm. Colloidal silver is one, and I love this because I'm an animal lover.
Oh, yes.
So if I have a stray cat that's injured and I can't get medicine in him, I can put this in the food because there's no taste to it. So you can get this at your local health food store, folks. And this, literally, the research shows it's a broad-spectrum antibiotic. It works with virus and with bacterial infections and fungi, all of these things. And they have actually research that shows it can handle 650 illness-causing microorganisms.
Hmm.
That would be a bacteria. And you know what it does?
What?
Bacteria has, like, one little lung. And colloidal silver, when you have it in your body, moves through the bacteria, smothers the bacteria, puts its lung out of commission, and goes on, takes care of virus and fungus, and doesn't have side effects.
You know,
now, if you overuse it, Mary Jane, you could probably, that's why in England they call people blue bloods, you could probably turn a little silver, but as soon as you stop using it, it goes away. So the average dose, folks, would be a teaspoon a day for most people. For children, it would be a lot less. Get acquainted with it, and you can really do yourself a big favor. It's always in my cupboard for my animals and for myself. You can rinse your eyes, rinse your sinuses with a neti pot, all sorts of things, but you will help protect your immune system.
Annie, I do need to ask you a couple of questions. You know, we talk about these things like the bird flu and avian flu. These are viruses. So if we do build up the immune system, like you're saying,
mm-hmm.
and really boost our own bodies, the body can basically fight off anything if it's up to optimum. Isn't that correct?
That is so correct. And, you know, these things, I mean, I have been doing this for such a long time, folks, 30 years, and I have found that no matter how much I take, there's always a year that every year I'm going to get a cold or feel not really good. This year, I'm going to send you a product to try. This year, that just didn't happen, and I'm going around saying, what happened? What I am doing is I have increased something called immune support, but when you go to your local health food store, you can look for products that have the regular things like vitamin A, lots of vitamin C and B vitamins, but look for products that have reishi and shiitake mushrooms, been around forever, called the mushrooms of immortality, but the research shows it improves the T cell count, and it really makes an incredible difference. Also, lots of research. You can look it up online. Check it out. Also, the essential fatty acids, which would be, you know, in fish oil, they really reduce inflammation and help reduce problems with your immune system. So the anti-inflammatory supplements like essential fatty acids make a difference. And I know you're going to be talking about weight loss later on in the program. I am sure the doctor will talk a little bit about conjugated linoleic acid, which is called tonelin.
Mm.
Not only does tonelin help you take weight off, but it stabilizes the immune system and stimulates it so that you have a better immune system. I've been taking those faithfully, too, and until I did recent research, I was giving all the credit to the mushrooms, but I believe that it is the CLAs that are also helping me reducing inflammation, anti-aging, anti-weight gain, and it helps your immune system.
You know, Annie, it is amazing because we talk about, well, the research hasn't been done. Well, excuse me, how about the research in taking the traditional so-called drugs that are supposed to help us and how many people it kills and all the terrible side effects? You see these commercials on television. You know what? I'd rather have the symptoms of my problem instead of what you're going to say if I take that drug. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, it's very fearful because I've spent a lot of time with people in the past year working on cancer, kidney problems, and the biggest problem that they have all faced are staph infections in the hospitals.
Mm.
And they don't, and nothing helps that. Remember, too, folks, that coenzyme Q10 isn't just for your brain and your heart. Build your immune system, but getting oxygen into every cell of your body helps protect you from disease. Because many diseases in the laboratory won't grow. Even cancer has a problem where there's lots of oxygen. So make sure that you are taking some of the basic supplements and you will have no problem with bird flu. I started taking these extra things like the reishi and shiitake mushrooms because of bird flu. I know that it works. I've seen the research, and just in my own little corner of the world, I've had school teachers. I have doctors now from Philadelphia coming in and their wives, and one's a school teacher, and she said, "Oh, Annie, this is the first year I haven't caught flu and cold from my students, and it's because of the immune system support." And you can find products like this at your health food store.
You know, it is absolutely mandatory for people to realize what the word research means. I mean, the Chinese and ancient civilizations have been using these things for thousands of years.
Absolutely.
I would think that maybe that research kind of works a little bit, too.
It does work, and that's why the doctor on NPR was, and I wish I'd had a pencil to write his name down, but that's why he just was poo-pooing the hostess and saying, "You Americans."
Yeah.
You know, for thousands of years, colloidal silver was around. It was pre-penicillin, pre-all of this. It works. We get away from it. We think we have to have all this research. Look at what we see. The doctors will put us on a medication and look at the side effects. Look at how many drugs, from hormonal replacement to, I don't know.
I've got to give you a personal example.
Go ahead.
I found out that I had a little bit of osteoporosis in my back.
Right.
And the doctor, right away, the traditional doctor, wanted to go with Fosamax. Well, I read the side effects of Fosamax, you know, and I said, don't think so. And I went on a natural regimen of my own, and, you know, with the help of some of the people that I've had on the show. And honestly, within a year, I gave her the results. I did the bone density scan, and then I did it a year later. And it had reduced, it went to osteopenia, where I had the osteoporosis, and where I had the osteoporosis, or rather the osteopenia, I had nothing, which is like just over the border.
Isn't
and
that
it
wonderful?
Moved everything back. And the traditional doctor, I got to give her credit, but it was a female, and I think females are a little bit more open-minded.
I think
and
so.
She literally said, "Don't stop whatever you're doing."
That's wonderful.
She admitted it.
And I think so many of us also, you know, we worry about having research, or did the FDA do this or that? Folks, the FDA is, the bottom line is they are connected very much to the drug companies.
Thank you.
And that is so true. And, you know, and I'm not anti-doctor or hospital. I loved Johns Hopkins, but they were dealing with whole, they were doing holistic things. Number one hospital in the country, and part of it is because the nutritionist was there every day, talking to people, giving them help. They didn't poo-poo things. They really, really, really include digestive enzymes. Make sure you're digesting the vitamins you're taking, because if you're not, it's just going to end up in the commode and not in your body.
Well,
the time to start all this is right now.
But, Annie, how do I know if I'm digesting them?
Well, you have certain symptoms. If you have acid reflux, if you have bloating, if your bowels are not regular, all kinds of things like that. If you after you eat, you have a tummy problem. Those are things that will give you a clue. If you're dealing with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, or any kind of fungus problems or yeast problems in your body showing up from your sinuses to your big toe, then you need to do something about digestion. And that means including probiotics in the foods you're eating. And I take my vitamins always, because I take handfuls, always with digestive enzymes, because I want to make sure they're doing the job for me.
Now,
and believe me.
What kind of digestive enzymes?
Well, I'm using some that we sell, but you can find all sorts of them on the market. It's a big market, and there are lots of choices. And a lot of the companies, I think, companies like us, we're small, but we're really quality-minded. Companies like Reliance, companies like Now, all of these companies, and they don't pay me to say that, all of these companies take such pride. So always ask what kind of research they've done. Is it in-house, out-of-house? How do they prove to you what you're asking for and buying is in the capsule or in the tablet?
Yeah.
But digestive enzymes make a big difference.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because there is, you know, a problem when you go into, you know, any of the homeopathic places, or, you know, any kind of food store that has these kinds of things. There's shelves and shelves and shelves of stuff.
It's
and
overwhelming.
You need to really know which ones to trust, because they can't check it all. I mean, the store can't check all that stuff.
They can't, and they have to rely on the people that supply them. But, you know, I the one company I really, and they don't even know I talked about them, Reliance, is actually a private label company where I get my own vitamins. We do our own herb products, but the vitamins we do not do. And we get our things from Reliance, and I've been taking their vitamins for years. But what I love is they do outside-the-house research. They spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands every year. They have analysis, lab analysis done, and they send it out in huge notebooks so you can see if they have 500 milligrams of vitamin C. Oh, my gosh, it has more than that.
Mm-hmm.
They have never come up short with their products. They are amazing.
And you're right. I mean, I've talked to some people, and they've done testing on their own. They'll take it to an independent lab, and they have come up short. And sometimes it's like maybe a third of what they say there's in there. Well, you know, that's not going to do you any good.
No, and you're wasting your money.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't. And your food, folks, oh, enjoy your food. Oh, I love to eat. It's such a good thing to do. But remember that most of your food, and if you're getting organic, all the better. I always look for that. But remember, most of your food doesn't have everything in it should. Plants don't make minerals. Minerals are essential to your body. See, your body can make a lot of vitamins if you have the minerals. So make sure that your multivitamin that you start taking tomorrow, if you're not, I hope, and I don't care which one, just look them over, compare, take it, because with the minerals, your body can produce a lot of things you need to support your immune system.
Well, you know, I got to be honest, Annie. You know, there was a time when I would say, you know, if your diet is good, which, you know, how many people's diet is good anymore? But it's not even that anymore. The air is polluted. The water is polluted. The air, the ground is leached. I mean,
and we've got things living in our carpet. I mean, it's scary. You know, I see these ads even for vacuum cleaners, and you want to run to the health food store and do something.
Yes. It's
protect
crazy.
Your immune system. And many people in the summertime really stop. Perfect time for you to get acquainted. And I hope you all listen to the rest of the show. And when the doctor's talking about weight problems, remember conjugated linoleic acid, Tonelin. You know, that is something that builds your immune system, takes off the weight, especially around your tummy. Oh, I love it for that because I hate sit-ups. And it is amazing, and it really works, and it's safe, and it's had research so much you couldn't even fit it in a notebook.
Conjugated linoleic acid.
Yes.
Okay. And under what? You know,
Tonelin. T-O-N-A-L-I-N. It's on my water cooler, and we can talk again about things for weight loss. But what I love about Tonelin, and because we're talking about bird flu, is you can get your waistline back and help prepare for not having the bird flu.
Oh, you know, I'm so glad you said that. I'll tell you the reason why. Yeah, I'm going to be 60 in about another month now.
And I'm going to be 65. I can't believe it.
Well, you know, but I'm doing fine. I'm only maybe 116, 117 pounds. I'm fine. But I'm finding that my tummy is a little rounder than it used to be.
And you know what? And I'm writing down. I want to send you some Tonelin to try, and I'll send you the copies of the research. It's incredible. You know, it's an incredible thing because what they found at the University of Wisconsin and University of Louisiana, they did this research first with laboratory animals and with guinea pigs, folks. They gave them Tonelin. Of course, they didn't give them the big capsules like I take.
Yes.
But they gave that to them, and after 3 months, these little animals lost 30% of their body fat.
No.
But guess what's the good part?
Wow.
And they weren't doing little baby sit-ups. The good part is most of it came from the tummy area. So then they did human studies, and they found in human studies that the people were losing from 12% to 20% of body fat, and the majority was right around the tummy. Where we, when we pass 60 and pass 50, it's the hardest place, particularly for women, to lose weight. I love this stuff. It's safe with any medication. I wish it was mine. I wish I had thought it out. I wish I knew. What a great product.
Too, I've heard, now I may be wrong, that stress, and you know, we do have a lot more stress in our society these days, that also causes tummy fat, the fat to kind of
it settles in there, yes. And please, you know, and don't stop eating, folks. When you stop eating and don't eat your breakfast, because that's when your body not only does stress land and put all that fat right around your midsection, but then if you don't eat, your body says, uh-oh, she's starving. Let's save all that fat right where we have to.
Yeah.
And it just piles up. And remember that stress.
I want everybody to know, too, you have a website that talks about all these different types of
stuff. Oh, yes, we do. And we're getting our new website will be up and running probably by the end of the month, but we still have the old one. There's lots of information, and it's just sweetannie.com. You can ask questions, ask for a sheet on colloidal silver, ask for a sheet on Tonelin and other things for weight loss, because it really is an epidemic.
Well, you know, we really need to be aware of ourselves. We need to take responsibility, and I do profess this on the show a lot, because everybody says, well, just tell me what I'm supposed to do. Well, okay, we're going to give you the keys, but you've got to open the door.
You have to do it. Yes, absolutely.
And do research on your own to find out what you do need and what you don't need.
And you know what? It is so important. I mean, the news today, how many of you heard the news? I mean, there's so much going on in the world that is so stressful, and 88% of all illnesses are aggravated and caused by stress, including that tummy. So let's take care of it. Get good bee vitamins, bee pollen, if you're not allergic to bees. I still live on that all the time,
yes.
Mary Jane, because I love it. And I can tell you that there are things you can do that will do more than handle your stress and your immune system, but the side benefits you'll have, they won't be side effects. They'll be side benefits, your hair, your skin, everything.
Can I invite you? I'd like to have you on at least once a month with us, and we'll tackle a different issue each time.
I would love it.
Fantastic.
I would love it. And I'm going to send you some Tonelin so you can get that immune system started. I know you're doing a lot of things, but try the Tonelin for the tummy stuff.
I will absolutely do that. And Annie, it's a pleasure to have you back with us, and we're going to do this on a regular basis now.
I love it. Thanks so much.
Have
stay healthy.
Have a healthy day.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my love. That's Anne Marie Wisher. She is terrific. I mean, this lady has been doing this for a long time, and we will be having her on once a month because she tackles just about every issue possible, some of the conditions, some of the diseases. She talks about the herbs, as she says, and I love it because she just opens it wide open. She has no problem sharing information with you about other companies that are good or ones that will work for you, and I want you to be able to have it. Now, let me give you that website again. It's sweetannie.com, S-W-E-E-T-A-N-N-I-E, sweetannie.com. And she's got tons of information there on the different issues. And you can look all of this up and, you know, get the information that you need for your particular condition. And then if you do want to email me, I will put this up also on my website, popoff.com. And that's P-O-P-P-O-F-F.com, popoff.com. And I'll make absolutely sure that all this information is going to be up there for you so that we can keep you as healthy as possible. I want each and every one of you, all my listeners, to be so healthy that you're going to do cartwheels every day. And it's so funny because I know a lady who does at 92 at least 3 or 4 cartwheels a day. Now, if she can do it, we can do it too. Coming up, we're going to talk about stress. We mentioned that with Sweet Annie. Oh, stress in the job can be a killer, and we'll tell you exactly what you can do to feel a lot better. Morning after can mean either a positive or a negative, and hopefully we want to make it a positive for you on Pop Off. Now, do you go to work and come home and be totally maxed out with stress? Well, according to workplace stress pioneer Steve Morris, studies show that health and performance can decline quickly if you don't address stress at your job. And I mean this seriously. And if you don't take care of business, stress can lead to serious conditions from depression and obesity to cancer and heart disease. So Steve has come up with Sowing the Seeds of Glorious Living, 365 ways to enrich body, mind, and soul. Steve, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
I'll tell you, we need as much help as possible because I'll tell you, that workplace can make you crazy.
Well, it's 90% of all doctor's visits are somehow related to stress. So not only is it making people crazy, it's making them sick, too. So something's wrong, don't you think?
You betcha. Now, what are some of the signs, some of the symptoms that we may have job stress?
Well, some of the obvious things that, you know, people notice is they have a dread of, you know, they call it Monday-itis or weekend blues, where you feel sort of anticipatory dread of going to work. Other symptoms can be that by the time you're in work, maybe just an hour or two into it, you already feel stressed. So you might just be starting work at Monday, and by 10:30 in the morning, you're already starting to feel stressed. Maybe you can't relax at night. You've got insomnia, or you can't sleep. Those are some of the early warning signs that your body may be having a physical reaction to a stressful environment. More serious conditions, you pointed out earlier, you could have high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and of course those are very serious conditions. If left unchecked, stress can actually be a cause of death.
Now, what about things like, you know, food cravings or forgetfulness and indigestion, backaches, all those? Are those signs of workplace stress?
That's correct. Eating disorders, sudden weight loss, sudden weight gain, rashes, tightness in the chest. Backaches are a notorious problem linked to taking on too much responsibility at work. Emotional issues lead to physical ailments. So if we're having emotional issues in our workplace, they're most certainly going to come back and haunt us in some form of a physical ailment.
You know what worries me, Steve, is that a lot of them, we say, okay, these are outward signs. We can see some of these kinds of things happening. But there are some that are kind of hidden, and if they're hidden, we don't even know we have a problem.
That's right. That's right. And it's one of the reasons why we can't talk ourselves into feeling better. You know, there's an internal system that is trained to protect us. Our nervous system and our body works in harmony to protect us, to help us survive. So when we're in a situation where we feel threatened or confused or afraid, our body goes through a physiological chain of reactions to protect us. Most notably, it produces adrenaline. I think everybody's familiar with that. When they're, startled or put under pressure, they feel adrenaline. Now, adrenaline's very helpful to help you outrun a lion take on somebody who's trying to threaten you. But in the workplace, it's an overreaction. Now, when your adrenaline is produced at high levels, it suppresses your immune system. So even things like colds, flus, are going to be, you're going to have a higher chance of getting those with a lower immune system. So the adrenaline is actually making you sick, even though it may be giving you a temporary buzz.
You know, the other thing, Steve, and I hate to say this, but this is one, again, that you can't see, but it's happening. It's enough that we get older because our cells start to, you know, have aging, but they can age a lot faster when you have stress on top of everything else.
That's correct. So when you're producing stress, your body's in a alert status. It's telling every cell in your body, don't do anything except be ready to run. And it was physiologically programmed that way to help us survive. But when you're in alert status, your cells can't reproduce, they can't regenerate, they can't renew. Hence, we have premature aging, wrinkles, stress, aches, and ailments, because we're not giving our body enough time to renew and reinvigorate. Now, there's good news here, too. I mean, you can reverse this by producing positive hormones. One famous one is called DHEA. It's the anti-aging hormone. And positive growth hormones can be produced by positive feeling. Simply feeling good emotionally will help you feel good physically. So why I emphasize that people need to find ways and time in their day to make themselves feel good. So it will trigger those invisible feel-good phenomena and feel-good physiology in your body to counter those negative things that you can see.
Now, before we get into the positive, there's one other thing that I do want to tackle because I think it's important. You use the word multitasking, and I'm telling you, we are in such a society of multitasking. If you see, especially young people, you know, they got their laptop, they got their iPod, they got their BlackBerry. Everything, their nose is doing three or four or five or six things at the same time. Your phone is doing 10 things at the same time. And, you know, this can make it crazy, too.
Well, it can. It's amazing how especially young people can handle apparently so many complex things that I don't know if I can do at the same time. But if you think about it, if you know, so many people drive cars, for example, I use this as an example, sometimes you might have found yourself getting from one place to another and not know how you got there, or
yep,
you don't even remember,
that.
Right?
Yep.
Now, operating a piece of equipment like a car and taking turns and making all those changes is a sophisticated process, but there you did it without even consciously being aware of it. So it tells you that your subconscious is a very powerful computer. It can multitask and process many complex tasks at the same time that you're not even aware of it. So if you're multitasking tasks that are irritating or annoying or upsetting, it'll actually start subconsciously wearing you down. Again, why you don't even know why you're feeling sick or getting sick. So
wow.
It's important for us to, you know, especially people that are multitasking, to take time out and do a little bit of emotional tune-up or a little bit of emotional conditioning. You know, even great athletes don't run at, you know, a full-out 100% pace. They need to take a little bit of time for their breaks so they can renew and reinvigorate. So if you're in a high-demand, high-stress, multitask environment, even more important for you to take short breaks, even if there's only a minute or two, where you can positively anchor yourself to some positive emotions and give yourself that stability that you're going to need in the long run.
Steve, how important is it to do things like the correct posture or breathing or visualization, sound therapy? Are those good to minimize stress, and how often should we do it? All the time?
Well, calming techniques like meditation, music, have been shown to be very effective in reducing levels of stress and sort of calming people down by putting things like pictures of your family or decorating your environment has been shown to, you know, make people feel better. So you can create a more pleasant environment. I hook people up to a biofeedback device called a heart rate monitor that allows them to see how instantly their heart changes to sounds and sights and words, so they can find, you know, what are pleasant sounds and what are upsetting sounds to them. And generally, soft, soothing music, you know, does soothe the savage beast. So there are things we can do to calm ourselves down, but we can't have a workplace of calm people. You know, that is like we can't. You know, we don't want to have a lot of zombie calm, you know, meditators there. It's not just getting to a calm state, it's getting to a positive state, a positively engaged state where people are at their full potential. That research, again, points to the importance of positive emotional experiences, things like affirmation, acceptance, love, forgiveness, gratitude. Those feelings are what make people perform dynamically and consistently, as well as keep their health up.
Yeah, but Steve, I'll tell you, when you have some people coming at you in your face at work, it's kind of hard to be nice and affirmative and positive and love.
I see that,
you know,
as an opportunity to be nice, Mary Jane. It's like, here's your opportunity to transform that situation. If you let it antagonize you or irritate you, you're certainly going to be contributing to that internal stress production. By the way, adrenaline, every time it's jolted into your system, when somebody's in your face, you know, cutting you off or talking you down, and you dose in some of that adrenaline, it's going to last and last, because adrenaline has a half-life of 6 hours. It means it takes 6 hours for half of it to go away.
Really?
So you get a little stress here, a little stress there. By the time you come home to, from work, you're tanked up with this stuff. You can't relax. You can't be loving and kind and giving people quality time. So it spills over into our home lives as well. So we've got to take that annoying colleague and transform that into compassion and transform that into respect and empathy, and it's going to make ourselves feel better, and it's going to help our health at the same time.
Where would you, if a person's listening and saying, yeah, but you know, I'm so used to doing this, it's been a part of my life, I get that adrenaline rush, you know, I'm always there, where does one start?
Well, it's a habit. We've created a habit, and to break one habit, you need to replace it with another habit. So the idea behind the Sowing the Seeds of Glorious Living book was, what are some small steps that I can give people that they can do any day of the week and anything they do, a small step that would help reverse the habit or break the habit? I know habits are hard to break, but if you can do it for at least 20 days, you can. It's been proven to be effective. So you've got to do something different. You know, if you're going to quit smoking, you got to chew gum. If you
give me a couple, give me just a couple.
Well, you just mentioned one. When somebody cuts you off or irritates you or gets in your face, you might want to thank them for giving you a chance to practice patience. And just that simple act will give you a chance. You'll have a lot of chance to practice that. When a second small step would be when something starts to annoy you or you feel your emotions start to rise, you put a name on that. You say, oh, what is this emotion? I'm feeling anger. And then you ask yourself, do I choose to feel anger? Or do I need to feel anger? And if I do, I can keep it. If I don't, I release it. So simple techniques that you can catch in the middle of the day during your interactions with other people, and it'll give you an alternative response to break your habitual response.
Now, in your 365 ways to enrich body, mind, and soul, you give some practical application, because I'm one of these kinds of people. Give me something that I can really work with.
Well, each day is an opportunity to learn, serve, enjoy, and bestow. It means to learn something new, serve and help other people, balance yourself, as well as leave your environment better off than it was before. So you need to have some techniques for balancing off your ego and balancing off some of your fears. So the 365 seeds are organized in personal virtues that help people that they can identify with, virtues such as ease or harmony or integrity. So if somebody feels that they need to develop integrity, they're like, well, what does that mean? How do I do it? It's like, okay, here's something you can do. When you tell somebody you're going to do something, you got to stick behind your word and do it. And that's a pretty hard thing to do, but that's what integrity means. It's the act of integrity. So each of us is a little bit different, Mary Jane, in terms of our where we're at and our requirements. So the books are meant to help give people a chance to find their weak spot, find their trouble spot, and then to give them a simple diagnostic thing that they can do or an action they can do to replace it. So, some simple advice that I can give everybody, regardless of who they are, is the importance of waking up, centering yourself, feeling good that, I'm alive today, I've got another chance to learn, serve, enjoy, bestow, reflect on what you might, what opportunities you might have in your day to actually help other people and help yourself learn and grow. And
excellent.
Then if you go out and you do your day in that way and you look at everything as, hey, here's a chance for learning. Here's a chance for personal growth. How should I be handling the situation so that I grow? And at the end of the night, you can reflect on how good I did. Did I actually grow? Did I learn something new today? And I'd be really grateful if I could wake up tomorrow and learn something new.
Now, do you have a website?
Yes, I do. I've got a few, but you can link the most of the best one would be stevemorrisassociates.com. All one word. stevemorrisassociates.com.
And the book itself, Sowing the Seeds of Glorious Living, available where?
All the bookstores, but guaranteed on Better Bookstores, amazon.com carries all my books, also written books for leadership that they can reduce the stress creation in the workplace called Glorious Leadership, and you might also find that at stevemorrisassociates.com or at amazon.com.
Fantastic. Steve, keep up the good work. Lord knows we need your help. You know what I mean?
Hey, well, Lord knows we need everybody doing a little bit more compassion every day in small steps. It'll make a difference.
You betcha. Steve, thank you so much for joining us on Pop Off.
My pleasure, Mary Jane.
Just kick back and love life with Pop Off, and that's what we're trying to do. Again, the name of the book is called Sowing the Seeds of Glorious Living. It's a wonderful topic. I love the idea of you and I just being positive. 365 ways to enrich body, mind, and soul. Again, his website is Steve Morris Associates, and that's plural, Steve Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, associates.com. Again, I'll have it up on the Pop-Off website just to make absolutely sure. Now, we talked a little bit about that tunneling. You remember with Sweet Annie? And she talked about weight control. Well, I've got a doctor who I've known for years and years and years, and this man has done major, major research on fat. I mean literally how to lose weight. and he's got some tough talk about it, and that's coming up on Pop Off, and this one just might surprise you a bit.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up her vibration. She's giving me meditation.
We are going to have some good vibrations, and the good vibrations are to give you some positive information. I mean, how would you like to get away from the idea that exercise is going to play a major, major portion of your weight control program? Or losing weight is not merely a look better, feel better issue, although those things will happen, but obesity leads to serious health problems. The big three are heart attack, diabetes, and worn-out weight-bearing joints. Now, Dr. Bill Parsons knows about these things. He has researched this for a bunch of years. And now comes his book called Tough Talk About Fat. Dr. Parsons, nice to have you with us on BBS Radio and Pop-Off.
It's always a pleasure, Mary Jane. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, when you talk about obesity, and when you say obesity, how much overweight is a person to be obese?
Well, the way to tell, of course, it depends on height versus weight. And the way to tell is to open my book to the page that has the body mass index table on it. It's also called BMI. And you look at your height, and you look down to your weight, and you run your finger across the page, and it tells you whether you're in the healthy, overweight, or obese groups. Now, two-thirds of the American people are now in the overweight or obese categories.
How did we get there?
Putting in more calories than you use. And there are a lot of sociologic reasons that contribute to this. But part of the reason that we get there is that people don't understand that it isn't just a look better, feel better thing. It's a health matter. Mm-hmm. They don't know, for example, that being obese in adult life subtracts an average of 3 years from one's life.
Really?
Now, that means the more weight, the more years that are subtracted. But that is the average, about 3 years. Now, the problem is that obese parents raise obese children.
Really?
That is a truism. All you have to do is look around you, see that family lining up at the fast food place, and you'll see that the older the children, the more extra weight they're carrying. The young one may still be slim and trim, but
Dr. Parsons, does that hold true then that if you're an obese child, you're going to be an obese adult?
No, there's no need to, but of course that's the tendency if this is uncontrolled. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not genetic, it is cultural. And the obese parents are feeding the children the same foods that made the parents obese, and it makes the children obese.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't understand is that by doing so, you're killing not only yourself, but also your children. And that's a sad situation. So one of the things that
I have to be honest with you. I mean, the weight loss industry is incredible in this country.
It is indeed. It's been said that the so-called weight loss industry is a $58 billion industry with a 98% failure rate. Now, what that means is that when those two people are showing off their better bodies in an ad, there are 98 who did not succeed.
Well, and the thing is, anybody can lose weight if to a certain extent, but keeping it off is the key.
Well, that's right. That's why we say don't make a New Year's resolution. Don't go on a diet That sounds like a prison sentence, something that has a beginning and an end.
Mm-hmm.
What you must do is any day of the year decide, this is the day that I'm going to take charge of my life and I'm going to stay in charge. It's a lifetime process. Now, we've said why do you lose weight. Now, the next thing is the book tells you how.
And that's the key.
That's right. And the way you do it is to reduce the calories that you have been taking in and keep doing it. Keep doing it every day. You don't need to go on an austere diet. What you need to do is look at the calories that you've been eating. And my book does not have an extensive calorie table. That's not my thing. But there's a very fine book by a man named Alan Borishek, and we recommend it both on our website and in the book. And his calorie guide costs $8. My book costs $12.95. So for just over $20, you have all the information that you'll ever need, and it will always work.
So how do I start? I mean, how much do I reduce, like, day one?
Well, what you do is look at what you've been eating. Just think about what you've been eating and say, well, I know that I've had a few things that are high in calories. I'm going to look up, see about how many calories. And some of them you'll just avoid entirely. And others you'll say, well, I won't eat this as often as I have in the past. And what you will do is you'll find yourself reducing your daily average intake by maybe 500 to 700 calories. Not hard to do. The calories you save are the calories that are going to take excess fat off your body.
Now, you said that basically in your book, if you reduce your calorie intake by 500 calories a day, you lose 1 pound every 7 days. Is that
correct?
That's
right. The magic number is 3,500 net deficit. Calories net deficit, and 500 calories a day by 7 days, you'll be down a pound. But if you can reduce your average calorie intake by 700 calories a day, and that's not hard to do if you've been a dessert eater or a snacker or have a beer or two a day or whatever, you look at those calories in the calorie guide and say, I'm simply going to avoid some of these things or only have them once in a while. Another useful thing is to say to yourself when you're tempted, no, I'm too fat and I'm not going to do it. And this is what you do when you pass the candy dish that somebody has on the desk at work or the Krispy Kreme donuts that somebody brought in and put by the coffee machine. You just have to say, no, I'm too fat. I'm not going to do it. At first, you have to say that to yourself 5 or 6 times a day. Quite soon, that resistance to these temptations will become automatic and you won't have to be saying that anymore.
How low should we go, though? I mean, there has to be a certain amount to maintain your health.
You will. You'll maintain your health. Nobody is going to go into an eating disorder type of thing, except those people who have that psychological problem, and that's not my subject. My subject is the 2/3 of the American people who are carrying that extra weight, and you know, even the BMI table is generous, and those who are at the upper limit of the upper edge of the so-called healthy range look in the mirror and say, you know, I have 10 pounds that I want to take off, and that's the time to do it.
Yeah. But again, don't try and get crazy about this. I mean, don't drop 1,000 calories in a day or, you know, a day.
Oh, unless you're eating a whole lot of extra calories, and some people do. Having a big dish of ice cream is part of the evening getting ready for bed ritual.
Yeah.
And that can be erased during the day if you're tempted to eat between meals. Plan for that. Have fruit or have some vegetables that you can nibble on, and plan a late or mid-afternoon snack to take care of that hunger and get you through till supper.
Well, with something practical, like fruit or vegetables or something.
That's right, and you plan it. You don't just let some sort of the hunger take over, and you walk past the candy bar machine and the Snickers bar smiles at you. You just mustn't do that.
And when it smiles, but it smiles at you, and it takes you up on a high, and then it takes you right back down again. Really fast.
It does. It does, and that's the part of the Atkins diet that was true. That carbohydrates are absorbed rapidly and used rapidly, and then you're hungry again, and what you eat at that point may be more carbohydrate. But what was wrong with the Atkins diet, and if something is half true, it's not true, what was wrong with it is that it said, watch your carbs and you may eat all the fats that you want to. That's absurd. My book points out that fat contains 9 calories per gram, whereas starches and sugars contain 4, and protein contains 4 calories per gram. The food that stays with you longer and fights the return of hunger is protein. And we should have protein with every meal. Many people omit it from breakfast. Mm. And it is much better to eat a couple eggs or some eggs and breakfast meat, as long as it's not fatty like sausage and bacon.
Well, you know, I think we get into these like pendulum swings. You know, don't even eat that. Don't eat any carbs. Don't. The body is balanced to have a little bit of everything. It's just not overdoing anything.
Exactly right. But we have to keep things in perspective. Remember that fats have 9 calories per gram versus 4 calories per gram for the other things. My book has a number of lists that help you with these things. One is 10 ways to reduce your intake of fats. One is 16 strategies for your weight reduction program before you even think of a number. Those are things like buy small. Don't buy the biggest thing on the counter. Buy smaller. Cook smaller amounts of food. Mm-hmm. Use smaller plates. That's very important. Some
That's
people
good.
Say, should I drink wine because that keeps the French women thin? That's not why the French women are thin. They can afford that glass of wine because they use smaller plates and eat smaller helpings.
Amazing. You know, it's just practical, conscientious, common sense stuff. It really is.
That's
now,
right.
I want to make sure you do have a website, so tell them about the website.
The website is Cholesterol No Diet. Run that all together, cholesterolnodiet.com.
And you have a lot of information there, not only about the tough talk about fat, but also about cholesterol, which we're going to talk about next week.
Wonderful. That sounds great. The way to get the book or to get either book is to call your local bookstore.
Okay.
And give them the title. In this case, it's Tough Talk About Fat.
Now, we can also get that on your website, too.
It's on the website, and you can, in fact, order either or both books from the publisher. It's nicer to get it from your corner bookstore. We like to support them, and then there's no shipping or handling charge.
Fantastic.
But you can get it either way.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say at the outset, and should have, that Tough Talk About Fat does not scold people for being fat. It says to get tough with that fat and get rid of it.
Not nasty about it, right?
No, the only nasty thing, it's not nasty, it's just true.
You got it.
The only statement in the book that is a little bit mean to some people is that there are two classes of people who should wear a stupid sign in their forehead, those who go on smoking and those who stay fat.
Hey, Dr. Parsons, I want to thank you so much for being with us on Pop Off. I'm looking forward to next week so we can talk about that cholesterol thing.
It's always a pleasure, Mary Jane. Thank you for asking me.
Hey, good care now. Bye-bye. And that Tough Talk About Fat, again, it's cholesterolnodiet.com. You have the information there. I'll also have it up on popoff.com, as I always do, because I want to make sure you have a lot of good information to keep you healthy, happy, and just keep going on Pop Off. In the meantime, live simply, laugh often, love deeply, and above all else, you dare to dream. And the dream could be whatever you want it to be. If it comes from your inner soul, your inner being, that's all. If that really, really matters, the dream and what is What makes you? What is your being? What is your spiritual self? All that comes your way on Pop Off Monday through Friday at high noon. Don't forget, that's in high noon Pacific time. Talk with you tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful dreaming day.
Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing strong beside the victory. If it makes you feel safe, and I'm safe.